This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
650 The Bet.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Great to be with you. We're live in West Palm Beach, having a great time down here at Astros spring training. And we got a lot to get to today, man. We got a lot on the agenda between the combine and Astros yesterday. About as fun as a spring training game in February could be yesterday, whether you were on site or just following it along back in Houston. Great to be with you. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for bringing us here. I'm Sean Pendergast. That's Seth Payne. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. That was fun yesterday. You know, it was. I was kind of depressed after Monday when we didn't get to go to a game because Mother Nature screwed us over hard. But yesterday, it couldn't have been better.
It was great.
It was windy. It was breezy to very windy out there at Cacti Park.
You spent more time outside than I did. You were kind of the feet on the street while I was up in the press box.
I did about like three or four total laps of the entire ballpark.
I need to do that today.
Yeah. And, but I mean, it helped out with Cam Smith's second home run.
Yeah.
The wind carried it a little bit.
Yep.
And it was 74 degrees and sunny. It was beautiful out. And we saw a lot of really good things out of some of the new acquisitions. It was cool.
Yeah, we'll overreact to a lot of this stuff here today, like in a good way, in a fun way.
Because except for Jake Meyer.
Except for, well, that may not be an overreaction. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But Cam Smith yesterday was the big story, man. He got in the, probably about the fifth inning, midway through the game. That was kind of fun for me. I turned to our boss, Parker, as they were kind of bringing in the younger guys. And this is the, you and I have talked about this leading up to this trip here, is that this is going to feel very different because previously when we were here 2 years ago, that was a veteran team coming off of a World Series. This is a team that I won't say it's a younger team. It probably does skew younger overall because of some of the guys who've left. But the younger guys that are in this spring training are much more crucial to the near future of this team than the guys who were in camp a couple of years ago on the aggregate. And the fact that you have one in Cam Smith that came in on a trade for one of your core pieces the last few years makes him incredibly interesting. So when they were bringing in Bryce Matthews and Cam Smith, and when Forrest Whitley came in to pitch, and I know Whitley pitched, I know he had a cup of coffee with the big league team last year, but he might be a key part of this bullpen this year, and he had a clean inning yesterday with a couple of strikeouts. But Cam Smith was the big story. First pitch, first swing, like a big boy home run.
Yeah.
The second one, you're right, got caught up in the wind.
Uh-huh.
But the first one, man, first pitch, Oppo Field, and you knew it right off the bat.
Yeah, it was a really impressive display, and he's impressive physically, and anybody watching on TV would have seen that. And but just watching him out there at third base, he's a different body type than Alex Bregman in an extreme way.
Yes.
So and him displaying the power, but also you could see his athleticism at third. There was one ball that he dove for that I don't think it's I don't think most third basemen would have gotten it.
No,
it wasn't like it was
hit.
That was really exciting. Mm-hmm. And you can very clearly see, too, with Bryce Matthews, kind of what the scouting report is, that you see the potential, but that he doesn't have the same judgment at the plate yet that you hope that he does at some point. But he will walk. It's just he's got a lot of stuff to figure out still. Cam Smith, I'm trying not to get overly excited and think, oh, yeah, he's going to be there day one. At the very least, even if he does really well, they're going to probably wait until after the, you know, be sure they get this extra service time out of him.
Yeah, and get a little seasoning in the minor. Yeah. It's not going to be two home runs every day for the rest of spring training.
Whatever, hater.
I know. He ain't gotten out yet.
Tired of your hating.
He walked twice in his spring training debut, and he hit two home runs yesterday.
Yeah.
We were doing all the numbers up in the press box. We're like, he's got a 4,000 slugging percentage.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 1,000 batting average, 1,000 on base. He's the best player in spring training.
It's a fun on pace day.
Paredes, it's a tremendous on pace.
Paredes' first at bat, he walked, which is good. He showed
selectivity,
plate discipline that you hear about. Yeah.
What's fun about the pitching in spring training is if somebody has a good outing or an inning, like Forrest Whitley, like, yeah, Forrest, you go. And then if somebody has an outing like Renell Blanco did yesterday, you're like, oh, he's probably working on
it. And Blanco was fine. He just went south
for
him. Was
he fine? You caught a glimpse of him as he was walking.
He was pretty upset. I think he was genuinely upset. Yeah. So that was cool. He's not blowing it off like, yeah, I'm a pro. It's no big deal. He looked genuinely upset as he walked into the ball. I was watching Wisniewski warm up, and at the same time, Renell Blanco came in and
to hang out in the bullpen.
Yeah.
After he gave up five hits in an inning and a third,
he didn't look jubilant. No,
no, and he gave up a bomb to Siri.
Which,
if there's one Met I wanted to see Cadillac a home run, it was Jose Siri.
I was there for that. I get happy. Jose Siri makes me happy. Jose Siri is my favorite disobedient child.
Yes,
like, he's always in detention, but you can't help but love him. Even the detention hall monitor loves him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Jose, stop messing around, Jose. Oh, you. He's that kind of personality.
Yeah. He's just so likable. Jake and Chaz, as you alluded to, not great.
Yeah.
0 for 5, 3 strikeouts. That's what's interesting about this.
Between the two of them.
And a couple of them in kind of, I mean, it's a spring training game, but a couple of them kind of big spots.
Yeah.
A lot of guys on base. So that's what's interesting about this spring is like Cam Smith, you look at him, you go, okay, that's cool. He's coming in. He's hitting a couple home runs. He's playing third base. Probably not going to play third base if he were to make the team. So can he make the team and play right field? Like there's a lot of moving parts with this team. With no Arenado trade, and then a subsequent move of Paredes to second base.
Mm-hmm.
Second base is open right now.
Yeah.
You know, because Altuve is going to play left field, it sounds like. So second base is open. None of these outfielders should be, other than Altuve, should be sacred cows. I know Jake is going to get all kinds of shine for his range and his defense and that he's some sort of sidecar that Altuve needs out there to make sure he's not a complete disaster defensively. But Chaz needs to step it up, man, out there in right field.
There's competition. There's competition in right field. The thing that continues to make me nervous about Altuve playing left field is whenever either Espada or Dana Brown said, hey, it's really good having Jake Myers out there because he's so rangy. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. But he also, I'd like him to hit a baseball
strikes
every now and then.
Lot, yeah.
Can he hit a baseball in 2025?
Not so far.
My goodness.
Not so far. Texans combine yesterday as well. D'Amico, we get Nick Caserio today at the combine, so we'll see. My one prediction about D'Amico, and we'll play some more D'Amico coming up here in the next segment. We'll go deep on our Astros experience yesterday at the top of the hour as we are live here in West Palm Beach at our Airbnb. My prediction yesterday, would we get a better answer from D'Amico about Stephon Diggs? This was D'Amico at the Nick Caley press conference when asked about Stephon Diggs.
We won't get into specifics on free agents. Like, that's a process that'll take its time, so I won't get into specifics on different guys.
And this was D'Amico yesterday with the local media, not in his national session, when he was asked about Stephon Diggs.
We love having Steph on our team. We'll see how things work out with him. Steph, he brought, man, you talk about energy, you talk about leadership, he brought a lot to our team. So it hurt us down the stretch not having Steph, not having Tank. You need those playmakers, especially at the wide receiver position. Right? It just enhances your ability to be able to move the football down the field, score points. So that is an area of emphasis for us, is looking at the wide receiver.
It's just so weird. That was one of the stranger answers that D'Amico gave back, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was at the Caley press conference, because he treated him like a free agent. He's an actual free agent now.
Yeah.
And he does the gushing answer, which is what I was expecting back then. It's just a very strange answer. Like, we're not going to talk about it. I'm wondering, like, is he just doing that because he's being, like, a little bit prickly at a press conference? Or, I mean, it's the same group of media that asked the question.
I think it's probably one of those things where D'Amico wants to be sure he's not overstepping any boundaries. And Nick's side is the
personnel, is the
negotiation side of things. So D'Amico probably didn't want to speak out of turn when it came to when Stefan Diggs was still on the team.
And maybe maybe there was a chance he would have signed a contract.
Maybe there were at least a few more discussions that were let on. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was glad that was in the local media scrum because not that I'm overly worried about this, but if the Texans want to re-sign Stefan Diggs, then there will be competition from other teams. And other teams are going to have the same concerns that a lot of people did when Stefan Diggs got to Houston. It's, okay, what about the sideline eruptions? What about the social media stuff? And that was of zero concern at any time that Stefan Diggs was here. He didn't have any issues at all. He was exemplary on the character and leadership side of things. So I don't need any positive press from D'Amico on Stefan Diggs in the national media. So nobody asked him about it in the main press conference. It was just in that scrum afterwards.
I was a little surprised nobody in the national media asked him about it, but, you know, so be it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We got a lot of stuff from D'Amico coming up.
The very first question was, how do you help a player who's injured?
That was so strange.
It just felt out of place. And D'Amico gave a really good answer.
Gave a great answer.
And
some
of it was relative to Stefan Diggs, if you think about it. Him, D'Amico, talking about how, you know, getting them involved and helping the other guys and coaching them, everything. That's one of the biggest things you can do with an injured player.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to do something. There's something you did today. Don't ever do it again.
Okay.
I walk out here. You're the early riser amongst the two of us here. You're usually up at least a good hour before I am. So I come out here at about 45 minutes before the show, and there's a laptop out on our back patio on the table with no person sitting at it.
Right.
A cup of coffee, a hot cup of coffee on the counter.
Yeah.
An open dishwasher.
And ripples in the water.
And no Seth.
Yeah.
On the heels, less than 24 hours after you and I were practically accosted by a group of iguanas.
We almost lost at least a limb and possibly our lives yesterday by iguanas.
And so I was patient. I sat. I said, Seth is probably taking the garbage out, or yeah. I don't know, maybe he's just he's out on the front porch on a phone call or something. Yeah. I don't know. But man, tick tock, like 30 minutes goes by.
Yeah, the computer being on is probably
the
weird thing.
Yeah, the computer's on out there. I'm like,
yeah,
man.
Not to mention, yeah, the humans in Florida that might have taken
me. Right. There's a lot of crackheads.
I could have been abducted by a meth head or something.
Yeah, some guy on bath salts ate you or something.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a meal.
No, I realized we're getting close to the show, and I wanted to be sure I got a little bit of a walk in to get my brain working.
Okay, well, just check in. With
I was over at the nature trail there along that lake.
It's a nice nature trail.
I saw ducks. I saw cranes. I saw big dogs.
We have a lot of wildlife out here, man.
Yeah,
it's cool. I was just worried about you. That's all. I wanted to tell you.
Sorry, Mom. Yeah. I'll be sure I wear my life alert
Check
bracelet
in with me. I'm going to hand you my – I have one of those Apple tags.
The AirTags.
The AirTags. So I'm going
to – Do you want me to add you to my Life 360? Is that – you want to be sure you can check in with me? Okay.
After today? Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. So Peyton Pendergast here. At the Wild King, the Animal Kingdom.
God, I wish I'd had the foresight to like leave a blood trail or something, just down
then
to the water.
That would have got legit worried. Just fake radio worried. That would have legit worried me.
Hey Parker, take a note. I need fake blood today.
Fake blood.
We'll take that. Put it on the account.
Or ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are live in West Palm Beach again. Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors bringing us here. More Astros baseball today. Very excited. Nationals, Astros. Framber on the mound today.
So ooh, Framber.
That'll be a whole lot of fun. All right, up next, Combine. The value of the Combine to the Texans, and D'Amico has asked, what is a meeting with the Texans like at the Combine? I thought this was good stuff from the Texans head coach yesterday.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.